It's new. I'm trying something new. Come on. And I didn't. My little green folder was like really upset at me because I didn't use them this week. Doesn't at all. All right, so notebooks. Does everybody have their notebooks? You will need a notebook and a pen on your journey this evening. Thank you, Brandon. You are awesome. I think they have a Bible. Possibly. Do you have a pen? Did he give you a pen? Does your pen work? Have you tried your pen? Oh, not on your skin.
Here at Pens, we are deemed to sell. We have pencils to sell. What? Exactly.
Is your pencil out of ink?
Yeah, but I think your pencil's out of ink.
Nice. Even better. All right, so as we are all ready, and I'm reminding later. Julia has been waiting patiently for everybody to get their notebook so she could open us up in prayer. Yes, he told me. Hi. Anyway.
Lord, I just bless this day that you did for us. And I pray that you hear this word to speak to us. And if there's anyone traveling that may come this evening, and just bless tonight. Amen.
Amen. Awesome. Good. Huh? You are. Everyone here is. Right? Because we have so much practice. All right, so let's get started. All right, fear is a powerful emotion. Right? Would anybody disagree to that? You would not disagree with that. What is fear to you? Afraid of the dark. No, what is the definition of fear?
Fear that you'll be short.
No, but you're using the word.
Yes, you don't use the word in a definition.
When
the actual definition out of the diction. You don't want to do something?
Like,
Nick, do you have something else?
Fear, adjective, an extreme case of terror involving a specific subject.
Okay, what I read in the dictionary I looked at, it is a feeling induced by potential danger or threat causing a change in behavior such as anger, withdrawing, hiding, or freezing during these traumatic events. Now, I feel like I'm a little loud, but I have witnessed the sweetest girl in the whole entire world going through a haunted house. And while others were hiding behind friends, she's yelling at the top of her lungs, "If you touch me, I will kick you," to all the workers.
Oh, like,
Yeah. Other people are getting very scared, losing functions.
Me, Gary.
It wouldn't happen to you?
Yes, I don't want to go to a haunted house.
No. Now, we have different reactions to different fears that we have. And then, plus, maybe sometimes, depending on the situation, it might be the same fear, but yet our reactions are still different. So there's a lot going on. So we're going to go over the top 10 fears. And before we do this, I'd like you guys to write down your fear. Your fear. Just write it down. It doesn't have to be shared. You could write down one, or if you're really scared bunny like me, you could write down multiple fears. And no, you cannot share your fears with your brother. So just write down your fear. Now, I give you an example as far as it doesn't have to be this specific, but when I was growing up, when I was a little kid, I never liked to sleep with any part like my arm or my leg hanging over the bed. Well, if you have your hand over the bed, somebody from underneath the bed could grab it, right?
I
like to have my hand. Really? But what's weird is that was when I was a little kid. And now I know that there's nobody underneath that bed, but still it kind of sketches me out. I go like this, and it's like, okay, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Over the cot, over at summer camp, I can't do it. I have to be in the middle. It's my safe zone. It's where everything is centered and safe.
What a chicken you are. I just put my hand hanging off the bed.
Really?
Yep.
You are a brave man. You are a brave man.
Better than you.
Better than me. Okay, so we ready. We all wrote down our fears, right? Oh my gosh, Brandon wrote down a paragraph. He's scared of baby goats. You still haven't written down your fear.
I wrote down the word fear.
Oh, nice. That's a good start. Everybody else has gotten their fear down, right?
Yes.
Michelle, you got it? All right. The Nemo ride. That's the most scariest ride in Disneyland. I will try it. I mean, I remember roller coasters where right as we were right about to take off, somebody had to get off, had to stop us and get off. A couple people actually. Well, you'll think of something. You got it. Nice. Just make something up. Okay, the bunny trail is went on its course, and we're to number 10, the fear of inadequacy. The fear of inadequacy is the fear of feeling like you're just not good enough. I know I'm going deep, huh? So, the fear of just not feeling good enough. Let's turn to Romans. Am I don't say these fear? Well, we'll see. Okay, Romans chapter 5, verse 8. And Nicholas, would you please read the said comments, the said verse?
The
Romans 5:8. Yes, 5:8.
But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
God loved us so much. He sacrificed his life so that we can live. You know, and if you really wrap your head around that, he sacrificed us that much. Now, would he or would anybody do such a thing for somebody that is worthless? Question mark. Would he do that for anybody what's not good enough? Would he sacrifice for somebody what wasn't worth it? Right, but we're worth it. To him, we're worth it. Because why? Because he loves us. Inward children, right? Because he loves us. Yeah, we might be sinners, but to him, we're worth that sacrifice. We're worth him loving us. And he loves us so much. So, we're never not good enough. We're good enough. Number 9, the fear of getting hurt. Now, this one's a complicated one because we should have a little bit of fear of getting hurt or getting the fear of somewhat getting physically hurt. We should have somewhat of a fear of that, because why else would we walk across the street, look both ways? If we had no fear, we'd just run, right? Yes, Nick. But that's because if you don't, you might get hurt, right? So there should be a thought about that before we look both ways, right? But the fear of getting emotionally hurt can stop us from getting close to others. In Psalms, let's turn to Psalms now. Psalms chapter 2, verse 11. Psalms 2:11. Brandon, huh? Not 2:11, but chapter 2, verse 11. Psalms chapter 2, verse 11. That seems weird, right? Does it? Does that seem weird to you? That it says to serve the Lord and rejoice, you know, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice in trembling. But this type of fear is more of respect and not wanting to do anything wrong by the Lord. Does that make sense to you guys? Kinda? Yeah? You know, what I like to do is I like to think about my own dad. My own dad, when I think about this, and he was a police officer for 25 years, and there's been times when I was a kid I may have got into trouble. I may have been doing some bad things. I don't know. Maybe. But he'd correct me. He would correct me. However, he did it out of love. He did it out of love because he knew me and he loved me. But if I did something wrong in front of them and he did not know me, being a police officer, I would have been in a lot bigger trouble, right? I'd have been in a lot bigger trouble, especially if I showed disrespect. It wouldn't be right. You know, my trouble would be double. Now, Chris Rock, he's an African-American comedian, and He said an answer. I always like to answer for all this conflict with the police officers. I know it's calmed down a little bit, but yeah. His answer to all this conflict was, do what the officers tell you. You know, respect authority. And that's what serving the Lord with fear is respecting authority, because God has all the authority. And it's more of a reverence. It's that respect with reverence and not wanting to disappoint. Right? But if you didn't, on the other hand, if you didn't know the Lord, you are going to be judged. You know, if you don't have that relationship with the Lord, you are going to be judged. And that is something that is a little bit scary. So there is that aspect of serving the Lord with fear. Now, in my younger days, I wasn't in the nicest part of Mexico at night. And I could remember walking down the street. I'm leaving the country, as it will. I'm on a border town. And this guy yells to me at a dark alley, from this dark alley. He's yelling at me. He's cussing at me, daring me to get, you know, come over there. Now, I wasn't per se scared, but I had this feeling I shouldn't go over there. Right? Made sense. Right? And all of you should have that, where you have that sense of being aware of danger, being aware of danger, whether it comes in fear or not. So I just kept walking. Right? We need to be aware of dangerous things. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. It's to the right. First Corinthians chapter 13, 4-7. Brendan. First Corinthians chapter 13, 4-7.
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
So if we're walking in love, if we're walking in love, the fear of being emotionally hurt is not part of that walk. You know, we need to open ourselves up. I'm not saying open it up for sure getting hurt, but we need to get close to people. You know, close friends are awesome to have. You know, somebody to talk to, somebody to confide in. You know, and if we're walking in love, we believe all things. You know, believe that it's going to be good. Number 8 in our top 10 of fears, the fear of being judged. You know, the worry about people negatively judging us often make us shy away from opportunities and underestimate our abilities. All right, let's turn to John. So it's to the left. John chapter 112. I think it's 12. I was like, I must have typo, a little one in front of that. John 12, chapter 12, verse 43. better get there and make sure it's right. Julia. Yo, whose approval do we seek? Huh? We seek, you seek people's approval, like, over God's approval?
Well, like, not, okay.
Yeah.
Some people.
No.
It makes sense in some ways.
Right.
People more much that they seek rather than God.
Right, right. And it happens, and that's kind of human nature, is because we all want to have people look on us fondly, don't we? We do. But ultimately, we should want to do the right thing all the time and please God rather than people. I know there's sometimes it's hard, and our brains don't seem to be wired that way. But when we're up there, we can't shy away from that. That opportunity to possibly share about Jesus, to possibly speak in front of more than two people. You know, we can't shy away from that opportunity. You know, they only come, it seems like it could hit at any time, but no, they're few. We need to grab those opportunities and do the right thing. You know, and if it happens and they do judge us, that's just another opportunity for us to learn. For us to learn for next time so that we could do something better next time. Fear number seven, the fear of bad things happening, right? The constant thought of bad things often restrict people's activities. This is what terrorists hope for. There's a group, ISIS, which likes to target 8-year-old girls to promote fear. You know, they will be judged. You know, and I find myself praying that they get to know Jesus, that they get to see him face to face very soon. I have a hard time with that group. I have a hard time having love for groups like that because I don't understand it. I don't understand why they're doing that and why it is allowed. I mean, it happens. Bad things happen. But like I said, they will be judged. God promises that. Now, I also feel, along with ISIS, there's spiders. There's a fear of spiders. And snakes. And clowns, right? All bad things can happen from all of those groups of people. In Matthew, let's turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 27. Nick? Chapter 6, verse 27.
Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?
Through what?
Huh?
27 through
no,
what?
No, that's just 27. You're good. So worrying and being cautious are two very different things. Worrying stops us from doing something. It stops us from living. So what is that verse 27? What is that verse 27 saying? Yes. Right, you can't change it. Right, so it says, if you worry, nobody who's ever worried has added one cubit to their stature. So it means that if I worry, I must have been worrying when I was growing up because I'm not very tall, right? Because I didn't add any cubits to my stature. So, worrying doesn't help anything, is what it's saying, right? It doesn't help anything. Because it's not going to fix anything, it just gets us focused on worrying about things. Number six, the fear of loss of freedom. Sometimes people get very angry, very mad, when it seems like their freedom has been taken away. You know those times where it doesn't seem like your say has any bearing on anything. It doesn't matter what we say. In 2 Corinthians, it's to the right. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Brandon, can you read that? Chapter 3, verse 17. So trust in the Lord, and no one, if we trusting in the Lord, nobody can take him away from us. In turn, in the Lord, what do we find in the Lord? What does it say in verse 17 we find in the Lord? The Spirit of the Lord. Huh? Liberty? Oh, I heard it way over there. Liberty, yes, freedom. Liberty, freedom. Same thing, right? So freedom. You know, with the Lord, we have freedom. And nobody can take that away from us. Number five, the fear of change. Something new. Not the same thing can be scary. That's me. I do not like change. I mean, you guys are young. You guys have change all the time. But using a computer for my notes is different for me. It's a little scary. What if I touch something wrong? You know, just because you're not used to it, it doesn't mean it's no good. And I'm speaking to me. You guys might not need to hear it, but I need to hear this, is that it doesn't mean that it's no good. Or it's not a better way to do things. You know, there are some times my wife feels I'm stubborn. I don't think I am. And I'm going to stand firm on that. Sorry, that's another joke. So I'm a little bit stubborn at times. Just a little bit. And things, you know, I'm stubborn on things that I like to go this way. But times change, right? and the way we do things change. And we need to be able to adapt and overcome. You know, that prepares us for that moment when Jesus asks us to do something, we should be able to say, I can do that. It doesn't matter what he asks, I can do that. You want change, I could do it. Number four, the fear of loneliness. The fear of loneliness. This is a fear would keep people in bad situations because they feel like there's no other choice. You know, I've heard from, growing up, I've heard a couple girls, and they're like, well, you know, my boyfriend treats me badly, but I love him, you know. And mainly it's a fear of loneliness, I think, what keeps them there. And it's not right, because they deserve better in a bad situation. Let's turn to Joshua. So it's to the left, Joshua chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 9. Brendan. Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Okay, so if I go over here, who's with me? Okay, pretend Michelle's not sitting on the side. If I go over here, who's with me? No, wrong answer. Who's with me? God is with me. If I go way over here, who is with me? Them. They are not with me. They're way over there. Who's with me? God, right. So wherever I go, who is with me? Right. So are we ever alone? Nope, because God's right there with us. So we're never alone, so we should never have that fear of being lonely, because God's with us. He carries us, he protects us, he watches out for us. Fear number three, the fear of the unknown. You know, the unanswerable question, what if? So let's turn to Matthew. The fear of the unknown is number three. In Matthew chapter 5. Verse 14, Julia. Yes, 14. Okay, how are we cannot be a light in a dark world if we're hidden, right? That doesn't make any sense. So we can't be hidden. So have courage. So we need to have courage. And what that means is that it doesn't mean that we'll never be frightened. It doesn't mean that. What it means that is even if we feel frightened, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to let our light shine no matter what. No matter if it's a scary situation or a happy situation, we're going to let our light shine. Fear number two, we're getting down there. Fear number two is the fear of failure. The fear of failure. You know, not wanting to try anything you are not comfortable with or confident in. You know, and if we are confident in failure, you know, we're going to be right. We're going to fail. If we're so confident in it that we cannot do it, you know, we're not going to be able to do it. You know, before we even try, we're going to fail. In Philippians, it's to the right, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Nick? Chapter 4, verse 13. Just 13.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Rejoice that God is with you, right? And if we get an F on that test, it doesn't mean that he wasn't there. It just means that you have another opportunity to do it again, right? To do it better, right? So rejoice. You know, God can do, you know, God is with us and he strengthens us. He'll be there to help us through those tough times. You know, and it doesn't mean that we're failure if things don't go right. You know, it just means that we need to learn a little bit more. We just need to learn something there. But it's okay because God is there and he'll strengthen us and help us through it. All right, the number one fear. The number one fear is the fear of rejection. The fear of rejection. Public speaking. Dancing in public. That scares me. Sharing feelings, huh? Going to the public bathroom. I don't know if that's rejection per se. I think that'd be more the fear of bad things happening. I don't know.
I think it's more the fear of being in public.
Public. You know, pretty much focusing on what others think about us would be the fear of rejection. Let's turn to John. John chapter 15. John 15, verse 12. Brandon? Right? Right. Verse 12. Right. Yeah, I know that's what I told her, but oh, that's why I should write things down, right? That was the wrong verse, but that was my fault. Don't reject me. Let me just real quick, sorry. It has to be close. Let me just read it real quick. We'll just go with that. You know, to love one another. To love people. You know, it is so hard to be mad at somebody who likes you, right? It's a little bit harder. You know, and for us to love others, to feel something for them, to bear with them, and know to endure, meaning that even if they might said something, it might have hurt your feelings a little bit, but it's okay because you still love them. You still love them. That's how we should be. Is that, yeah, we endure, you know, and we can't get rejected because God chose us. You know, we didn't choose God. God chose us first. He chose us and he wants to bless us. You know, Jesus had already decided what our life's going to be like. He has a plan for everybody here. He's a plan for every single person. And his plan is for us to do awesome things. Not to be afraid of doing things because we're afraid of people judging us. He wants us to be bold and to stand strong. There is nothing to fear but fear itself. Yes, that's a famous quote, but it wasn't JFK. Well, he might have said it. He did say it, but it was said earlier by another president, Lyndon B. or Roosevelt.
Yeah, it was Roosevelt.
And then before that, it was a philosopher in England. The meaning is that if we focus so much on fear, then that's going to trap us because that's all we're going to be focused on. Because if we focus more on fear than trusting in the Lord, our thoughts are just going to be full of fear. And that fear will keep us from victory. Deuteronomy chapter 20. Verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 4. Brendan?
For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you.
In certain translation, like the Net Bible, it will say that it fight against your enemies to give us victory. To give us victory. So who likes having victory? Who doesn't like having victory, right? And victory is in the Lord, knowing the Lord. Nick, can you end us in prayer?